Hi, Royals fans. This is JJ Piccolo. If you suffer a sprain, strain, or fracture, the University of Kansas Health System offers orthopedic walk-in care at 435 and Nall in Overland Park. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/orthopedics.
Soren Petro.
Right you are, K. Right you are. Petro on the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB on a Victory Monday.
It'll be a Victory Tuesday.
Well, I'm dealing with other people's stuff right now, so I'm not thinking. Correct. Why? For something I need at 10:20, would it get to me before 9:59 in the morning? Why would that happen?
You're asking for a lot there, brother.
I guess I am.
That's the world.
It's my bad there. I'll have to do a better job of organizing other people's things.
Good Lord.
Yeah, there's sometimes you're just like, you know, the WTFs of the week.
You're just like, seriously?
Come on.
Seriously?
The radio show is fourth in importance. Here, everybody, go ahead. Just enjoy me editing. This is what I'm here to do, is edit. Let me get this edited, because this is clearly of the utmost in importance. Oh, okay. Now I'm done editing. Okay, now let's go. You ready?
Should we do this throw again?
Yeah, let's do it.
And now, still wearing his dog mask from last night's game, and it's creeping me out a little bit, Soren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Petro in the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB, where everything's buttoned up and ready to roll. Looking forward to a big program. Thanks for joining us here on a beautiful Tuesday.
Use version 2.
Yeah.
Version 2.
Don't make me back up and go down there. I was ready to just move on. Start fresh and keep going.
It's like audition. Version 2. Boy, you can't beat fun at the old ballpark, huh, kids?
I hear the birds chirping. That's a good thing, right?
That's a good thing.
It's going to be a good thing.
And they're chirping loudly,
they
considering
are.
The door is closed and they're 20 feet away.
Are they in your pocket?
It could be.
Oh, okay.
At least there's something there.
Just something
on my hands.
Just something to consider. Stop, please.
Stop.
You're frightening the children.
Yes.
Okay, stop. We do have a lot to get to today here in the program. What do we got?
A little baseball. A little baseball
right?
today.
Cody Tapp at 11.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Stark at noon.
Starkey.
J.J. Piccolo at 1.
Yep. It's baseball, but it's baseball variety. We have the current Royal situation in last night from the man who hosts every show after 6.
Yep.
Cody Tapp.
Cody appreciates
yesterday
that.
Yesterday was funny. I typed up the schedule. We always put the on-air schedule on the bottom of our rundown, and there were 5 shows on last night, and every show was Cody Tapp.
That was nice.
I'm like, how is that possible?
That's because he's the hardest working man in sports talk radio.
He's everywhere. So he's at 11 with the current Royal situation.
Well,
Jason Stark
provides
us.
Well, so if he did 5 shows yesterday, why wouldn't we make him come in and be a guest here on the program? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Why not, right?
Before he hosts 4 shows today, starting at 5, 6, 8:15, and 10:15.
Works for me, man.
Absolutely.
Hey, my Still name was here for 5 times, so I'm good.
And then we'll get the national perspective at noon with Jason Stark. Then we'll get the Royals' future with J.J. Piccolo. So we'll cover a lot of baseball, but present, general
big
baseball,
picture,
big picture and baseball, and then the Royals' future.
I like
with
that.
JJ.
I like
so
that.
Baseball heavy, but variety within that topic.
It's the biggest subject. We'll sprinkle in some NBA talk as Dan Gilbert is proving why LeBron James left the first time, and we'll leave again based upon what he's doing now as the owner of the Cavs. We'll find some time to squeeze that in because I think there's a good point to be made about the ownership of all 3 of our professional sports teams here in town. Not to slight the Mavericks or FCKC or the T-Bones, the Comets, Phantoms. Am I missing anybody? I don't want to miss anybody. But of the major league level here in this country, Because they're not Dan Gilbert, who's an idiot, near as I can tell.
That's among people who have rings that you're just like, you don't really deserve that one.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't know, but he seems to be one of those guys that thinks he knows more about everything because he's rich. And I think it's going to be great when LeBron finishes his career as a Los Angeles Laker. I think that's going to be great. I think it's good times. Be interesting to see if there's some clown burning LeBron James jersey, or will they just go to the doorstep of Dan Gilbert and go after the guy who is not been able to keep your star. Look, I think it's of note, and I'll tell you this. We don't have one of these players in Kansas City. Maybe Pat Mahomes will become one of those players. But a star player that can carry your team, you literally almost have to sell your soul to them. And I think if you're the Cavaliers, you have to sell your soul to LeBron James. But if you have John Elway, if you have Peyton Manning, we've talked about it. If Pat Mahomes becomes Peyton Manning and he says, look, I want this much money. Well, okay, fine, we'll pay it. And you got to go get me a wideout and a tight end. You got to do it. I mean, the Broncos sold their soul to Peyton Manning. They played for what? Two Super Bowls and won one.
Mm-hmm.
And won four straight division
and
titles.
Had the best record in the AFC in the first year when they got knocked off by the Ravens.
But and they won four AFC West titles.
Four AFC West titles, two Super Bowls, and one win.
So, but they had to completely, and somehow they built a wrecking crew defense while spending tons of money over on the offensive side of the ball. And so this is a lesson for us. Like, should the Royals develop a player? You know, we'll talk about this with J.J. Piccolo. Bubba Starling's numbers. He said, coming into last night's game, I'll have to take a look at what he did last night, 248. He's up to 248. Now, that's a remarkable turnaround from a guy who's hitting a buck.
Yes.
So he's hit well above that to raise his average to 248 and is starting to hit some extra bases. So, you know, if Bubba Starling would be that guy, well, then, you know, you got to kind of sell your soul, particularly when we hear, you know, Mike Moustakas getting a little irritated with some of the questions coming from a Boston reporter, which Mike Moustakas should get ready. Because if you're going to Boston or New York and you thought that was a tough spot.
Right.
You're going to have a rough go, Mike. That was one guy. There's 25 at your locker every night in New York. So, you know. And I also don't think he got upset. I don't know he got upset. He's done with the questions. I think there's a difference, right?
Yeah.
If you don't sit there and placate someone and you just walk away, are you upset or are you just done with them? See, I think for most people, like I think the mind, the American mindset, maybe it's a global mindset, is 0 and 100. There's no such thing as a 65, right? This is true in everything we have. Like, I don't want to objectify human beings. I'm going to talk about a rating scale. You know my theory on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot. No, not fat. Difference between hot and
right.
You know,
it's easier. There's less work required if you don't deal with the middle. You
right,
can just go.
Right,
oh,
exactly.
It's over here. It's team A. Okay. Or it's team B.
Yes.
And how close it is to the middle line? I don't want to mess with that.
Right. And so it's like, well, no, Moustakas was pissed. I kept hearing that. I'm like, well. No, he was done. Man, I'm done. You know, interesting. You put words
salty.
In my mouth. Was it salty? Let's play it. Let's find that, Drake. You do something. Because, you know,
he says,
you don't do anything around
putting,
here.
You kind of put words in my mouth there. It's a little salty, but he didn't seem like he was.
I do enjoy
that. We've heard guys who were angry.
Yeah.
And that didn't really sound angry, but he was a little irritated.
By the way, I do enjoy that we're going to bring Cody Tapp in here and make him work on our program. And the Drake is working on our program as Rob continues to be on the family vacation.
Apparently, he's returning tonight.
That's allegedly.
Rumor has it.
And then we give grief to Drake. Does the five shows that aren't being hosted, the five things that aren't being done by Cody Tapp, the other five are being done by Drake. But we drag him in here to run the show.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, you're not doing nothing, Drake. Just find us some Mike Moustakas sound. Loading now. All right, so at 11:30, we're going to bring you the Mike Moustakas sound. I've been told it's loading now. So about 11:30, we should be ready to bring you the sound of Mike Moustakas.
By the way, Bubba last night, 2 for 4 with a walk and an RBI. 252 on the year.
I'm so happy.
326 over his last 10 games. 14 for 43.
How many extra base hits?
I'm just seeing two homers. I'm not seeing the full.
Oh, wow.
But he homered a couple nights ago and homered back on June 9th. So,
you said he had a double last night?
It's just 2 for 4 with a walk and an RBI.
Okay. I'll take it. If his defense is what Rusty Kuntz says it is, mm-hmm. if this guy's going to show survival skills, then we're ready to go. Right?
Yep.
So I love it when the local kids do well. So Bubba Starling's starting to hit a little more. That is good news for the Kansas City Royals. But you know,
because that looked like he was done to me. I mean, he was about as close as you can be to saying
he was where Alex Gordon was, where people like, I remember that last spring training before he took off. I was like, I'm not going to make the guy sit here and answer these questions. He's answered these questions for like 3 years. Like, why aren't you good? Do you feel like you should give your signing bonus back? Like, that was the line of questions that people wanted us to ask.
Right.
Why do you suck? Are you going to ask Gordon the tough questions? What question are you looking for? Why do you suck? Do you want to suck?
Why don't you quit?
And when will you go away?
Are you embarrassed?
Yes.
Same people who wanted to take.
Does your family want you to change your last name?
Wanted them to go down and rip the C off Sweeney's jersey in front of the entire team.
And then they're also the ones that are like, Alex, sign my hat. Alex, sign my hat.
Inconsistency is a human trait.
But anyway, point being, so here's a miracle occurred. Mike Moustakas, and he's alleged to be, by many, to be angry in this situation.
Tough place to hit them, so you just try to hit the gaps, you know, hit doubles, get on base, and kind of play that kind of baseball.
Mm-hmm. You've obviously heard all of the rumors associated with you. How do you feel about that? Obviously, it's probably great that you're going to become a free agent. Every player looks forward to that, but you must love it here.
Yeah, I don't even pay attention to any of that stuff. I'm a Kansas City Royal. Going to be a Kansas City Royal until I'm told otherwise, so... go out there every single day and try to help win a ball game for this team. Been here my entire life as a baseball player. It's been 10 years in this organization, so this is more like a family than anything. So, I love being here, love everybody here, and couldn't say enough about this organization from top to bottom.
So you would like to work something out here?
You know what, dude? You throwing words in my mouth like that, it's pretty interesting. Like I just said before, I'm focused on winning ball games each and every day. I don't think about anything other than that. Cool. All right, guys. Thank you.
I think he was annoyed. I think that was that was the laughter of. Okay.
Well,
it was when he says that's interesting. That to me, that was the part that's interesting. Yeah.
But okay, dude. That's anger. Wow.
Yeah. It was. I say it was.
I wish that's the level of anger I'd dealt with my entire life when people have been angry with me.
Right.
Like that's it. I mean, like what do you what?
It's a fair question, and he.
What? It was not a fair question.
You don't think?
No, it was not a fair question.
If he said,
"Do you want to sign here?" That's a fair question.
Oh, I see. The fact that he said you'd obviously like to sign
you'd
here.
Obviously like to sign here. That's a loaded question.
Yeah, true.
That is a loaded question, and Mike Moustakas is intelligent enough to see it. Because he says, you're putting words in my mouth. He absolutely is. I think that's absolutely an accurate description of what was going on there. And because then how do you answer that? Yes. Okay. And they talked about this on the Border Patrol. So then tomorrow it says Mike Moustakas says he wants to stay in Kansas City. Where he says, no, Mike Moustakas doesn't want to be in Kansas City. There is no yes or no. And so he artfully, I think, said, well, you're putting words in my mouth. And now I'd said, I'm taking it day by day, every game. And look, I get it. It's this guy's first crack at talking to Mike Moustakas, probably. And there are reports that the Red Sox would have interest in Moustakas. So there's specific interest. Now, look, I don't think he did a bad job of handling it. And Mike Moustakas is always there available. Mike Moustakas did a bad job of handling it when he said Vargy threw the ball well.
Yeah.
Other than that, I've seen Mike. He's a red ass. He gets pissed. One time when there was a reporter in who's not usually covering baseball, who usually covers football, and went about asking things like you do in a football locker room, which is not the same in baseball, because 162 times they get dressed, not 16 times, 162 times, there is a courtesy of let the guy put his pants on before you start asking him questions. This reporter didn't let Mike Moustakas do that. He said, and he turned to him, and he was irritated, and he said, can I get dressed first? And to which everybody else was waiting, because that is the decorum that you use in the clubhouse. So you stare at a TV or do whatever till you notice the guy. And then they pretty much, and the Royals, because they don't have much media around them, turn around and go, okay, guys.
Yeah.
And they're wearing their shirt and their pants and their shoes, and they sit and they answer the questions day in, day out. Unlike the chicken crap that goes on in the NFL locker room where they hide because they're terrified, because the baseball players are much more, which is shocking because they don't go to college, many of them, most of them, much more mature individuals than NFL players. Sorry to NFL players out there, but they're obedient mutts, okay? And they sit and hide and don't talk to anyone. Well, I don't care. I'll make up the story on my own, but that's the way it works. Baseball players got a pair, and they stand there and answer questions. Now, there are guys like Derek Johnson. There are a handful of guys that buck that trend. But sorry, guilt by association with the group that just hides in the back. That's how the coaches want it. That's how they do it. Okay. But Moustakas is there to answer the questions he answers. And in this one circumstance, he turned around, and the guy was sitting there, and because he was getting dressed, he's, I don't need it anyway. And stormed off, the reporter did. It was funny, right then Mike Moustakas was done getting dressed. He turned around and said, okay, guess what he got? It was very affable. But, you know, he's not a moron, all right? He's an intelligent guy, and he's got enough self-confidence that he'll joust a little.
Yeah.
And that's what he did with that guy that night.
And he's got enough of, yeah, and now he's got enough of a.
But you know what? Even the day that he was out of line where he's like, Vargy threw the ball well, Vargy threw the ball well, he came out the next day and said, all right, guys, look, you know, that's not me. I apologize. I probably shouldn't have done it, and I talk. And so if a guy makes a mistake, we all make mistakes. If a guy recognizes a mistake and owns up to it, hey, we're good. It's like the mistake never happened. Now, yeah. It's not.
I don't think he made a mistake last tape. Night.
No, he didn't make a mistake. I thought that was before the game. I thought that was fine.
Yeah, and I thought the
and when you ask a loaded question of a guy, I appreciate the fact that they are there. Anyone who comes forward and will answer questions, I appreciate any answer they'll give, even if it's coach speak. It takes some work to get something out of Andy Reid, but you can if you do a decent job. But I don't mind when a guy feels like he's being set up and goes, you know what? That's it.
Yeah.
That reporter did a bad job.
When I first heard that part of the question, I didn't necessarily think it was him trying to force an answer on Moustakas. I thought it was him attempting to clarify the answer he had just given about, I've been a Royal my whole career, so. So you'd like to get something figured, you know, signed here.
So you'd obviously like to sign here.
I thought he was trying to clarify, to kind of clarify what, or summarize. I didn't take it as being.
I totally disagree. Okay. I think you got a guy who's he's written the story, which I think is often the case with beat writers. He's written the story and he's looking for the quote to insert. And the quote he's looking for is, I want to sign somewhere else or I want to sign here. So he's trying to pin him down to that quote. And Moustakas wants no part of it. Moustakas has been, you know, trained, no doubt, by the Boris Corporation in how to handle these things. And it's, you love playing here. You love playing here. And that's it. That's your only answer. And I get it. But he's going to free agency, and he has that right. Now, maybe the Royals will make an offer that he says, I can't refuse, and he'll sign here before it's all said and done. But there is, to me, you have to understand where a guy's coming from to ask the right questions. You know what he's trying to do. I am not going to offend the team I play for. He went out of his way to this place is like a family. It's the only place I've known. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's great here. Love playing here. We're trying to win ball games. That's what we're doing today. And if he's told his agent, or if his agent's told him, either way, he employs his agent to figure out the plan, that I'm not dealing with this until the end of the season, well, then you ask the question, Look, the question is, are you having conversations with the Royals about an extension right now? That's the question that should have been asked. Are you adamant that you're going to get the free agency? Like, do you want to be in? Ask the straight-up question and then live with this straight-up answer. But trying to circle around and corner him into, so obviously you'd like to stay here. Like, I didn't even like the, what does he say? He's it's like a kiss-ass approach to try to get somewhere from the beginning. Because he's like, you know, there's like three or four obviously your greats. Like what, or maybe one or two. I should say three or four. What, play it again, Drake.
You've obviously heard all of the rumors associated
with
you.
That's fine.
How do you feel about that? Obviously, it's probably great that you're going to become a free agent. Everybody looks forward to that, but you must love it here.
Yeah, I don't even pay attention to any of that stuff. I'm a Kansas City Royal. Going to be a Kansas City Royal until I'm told otherwise. So, go out there every single day and try to help win a ball game for this team. Been here my entire life as a baseball player. It's been 10 years in this organization, so this is more like a family than anything. So, I love being here. Love everybody here. And couldn't say enough about this organization.
Pause that.
He had three in that one question.
Right. Well, and first of all, I Moose actually bails the guy out. He could have been like, yep, love it here.
Yeah, that he actually gave him something to talk to.
I mean, he actually gave him, okay, you're looking for a quote. I'm going to give you a quote. Here it is. Here's more than you're asking for. Could have gone, yep, love it here.
Some guys will just shut it down.
Only place I've ever been. Love it here. It's awesome.
Yep.
Okay, next question. All right, now here we go.
And couldn't say enough about this organization from top to bottom.
So you would like to work something out here?
You know what, dude? You throwing words in my mouth like that, it's pretty interesting. Like I just said before, I'm focused on winning ball games each and every day. I don't think about anything other than that. Cool. All right, guys. Thank you.
Okay, and then it's a slight pause.
Yeah.
Like, okay, no more questions. Good. Which, I mean, he clearly was shutting it down, but he talked for a little bit. And, before that, do we have the part where he's talking about your power? Like, where'd your power come? Let me hear that part, too. Because he butters him up with, same guy. Yeah, go for it.
You've shown, obviously, you have power, but more than you've ever shown in your career?
I hit some homers in the minor leagues. Hit 36 one year, so I know I've got some pop. But, you play in Kauffman, you play here. It's not a place that's, friendly for homers. It's a tough place to hit them. So you just try to hit the gaps, hit doubles, get on base, and kind of play that kind of baseball.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a pretty thoughtful answer. Yeah. Now, you could tell he's a little bit irritated, and this is Moose the red ass. Moose thinks of himself as a 30-plus home run hitter.
Right.
The back of his baseball card does not say that because it does not list your minor league numbers.
And he hasn't shown power like he has this year. He's wrong about that.
So he is wrong about that from a big league. They understand how important it is to get to the big leagues and how much that means. Okay. But then you don't get to push your minor league numbers out there in front. So he's wrong about that, but he's at least giving you an answer. And if you're writing a story there, asked about his uptick in power, Moose pointed out he had 36 in a minor league season. Or if you look at it, he said 36 is actually 38 or is 35 or whatever it is. He said 36. Then he pointed out the difficulties of playing in Kauffman Stadium. Have to wonder, what would those numbers look like if he played here in Fenway? I mean, he's writing the story for you. He's giving you the pieces you need for the story. All you have to do is not load up the question. But I'm going to tell you this. The one thing that Moustakas needs to understand if he is going to move on from Kansas City, and I think that's most people's expectations, lots more of that. There's a lot more of that. David Price is known as a great guy till this year. The Boston folks wore him down. And they're going to come at him like that. That is what reporters will do. And he only has to deal with one or two guys. And you can pull one or two guys aside or get a good relationship. There's going to be 25 guys every night. And all of them are looking to separate themselves from the other 24. This is a good learning lesson for him and what lies ahead if he's going to Boston or New York. Many, 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 many more questions like that are coming when you go to a bigger market. And see David Price.
Mm-hmm.
And what we heard yesterday from Butch Stearns. What did he get, 250, 240, 240, I think it was, which was about $35 million more than the Cardinals got. Well, Cardinals have more media than the Royals, but not much. David Price right now probably wishes 205 and less media, he might be a happier guy. less pressure and less expectations. And Mike Moustakas needs to consider that. If the offer from the Royals is 5 for 90 and the offer from the Red Sox is 5 for 95, 5 for 100, there's 5 or 10 million worth of, I don't got to deal with that crap. There's a price that it's worth to not go deal with 25 guys that are looking to dig and put and box you into a corner with your answers. There's a stress level. And Mike Moustakas needs to understand, yeah, when I look in the mirror, I'm kind of a red ass. I might not handle that really well. Eric Hosmer will handle that better. Mike Moustakas runs a high risk of getting confrontational in a bigger market, and hopefully Scott Boras and his people will say, Mike, you now remember, you get a little testy. And testy gets 17 guys going, well, so what are you trying to say? Oh, where are you going? Are you not going to talk today? Those things will keep coming in bigger markets.
And not just in the bigger market, but before he gets to that bigger market, if it happens, these questions are not going to go away as the season goes on.
Yeah, yeah, he's got more of those.
And think about, in comparison, as impressive as he was as a ball player while a Royal, when did Carlos Beltran impress you the most? The way he handled the questions in 2004 every single night about that, and he stood there and just answered the questions. And I remember thinking, wow, that's pretty good stuff right there.
Yeah. And then, by the way, he blew up and was incredible in the postseason.
Right.
He outplayed Albert Pujols and sent the Astros to the World Series.
Seemingly hit a homer in the first inning every night.
Every
in that postseason.
Game. Every game. Crazy. All wearing those god-awful Astros unis.
Yep.
We'll take a break. Justin wants to talk about LeBron. Happy to do that. 9133-810-810. Phone lines are open. We're going to be talking a lot of baseball. Don't forget the All-Star event coming up at the 810 Zone, Corbin Parks. 4 to 8 this Thursday. Rob Riggle's going to be there. Trent Green, Tim Grunhardt, Jamie Bluma, Jeff Montgomery, Matt Beisler. One of my favorite local athletes. You can get your VIP tickets. Comes with all you can eat and drink. Get a chance to hobnob and mingle with the guys. Go to allstars@810whb.com. Send an email. Allstars@810whb.com. And, of course, the proceeds go to a great cause. It is all for charity. So we look forward to seeing everybody out there. Allstars@810whb.com. And thanks to our sponsors, All Weather Decks, O'Neill Honda, Central States Brewing Company, Sutherland's, Cyro Clinic, Loaded Vodka, and Charlie Hustle. We'll take your phone calls. 913-310-810. Talk about Strom versus Sale. It's coming up next here in the program.